This Friday evening at 7:30 in Columbus, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, directed by David Bowden, with vocal soloist Kate Hamilton, the Columbus, Indiana Children's Choir, Major General Mark Pilar, narrator, present a program called Salute 2007. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the vocal soloist for the evening, Kate Hamilton. Kate's a Columbus lady, just back from her sophomore year at Kenyon College. Kate, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You grew up in Columbus watching David from the back and sometimes from the front as well, so you've performed with him before.
Yes, I've performed with him in two concerts.
As a soloist or as part of the chorus there?
Oh, well, I was not mentioning the things I did with the chorus. I've performed twice with him as a soloist and probably four or five times with him as part of the Indianapolis Children's Choir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What will be your role in Salute 2007, Kate?
I will be the soloist, and I get to sing some old favorites like God Bless America and the Star-Spangled Banner and God Bless the USA. But then I also get to sing some fun ones like the Irving Berlin Medley, and I get to sing alongside the Children's Choir, and I'm very excited about all of that.
Ah, you get to be back with your old group.
Yes.
What's the Irving Berlin Medley?
The Irving Berlin Medley is a group of songs, a really good arrangement by Earl Mays that has some of his more popular pieces like Blue Skies and There's No Business Like Show Business. And this, it's one of the more fun pieces because it's different than any other piece in the program.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Kate Hamilton. She'll be the vocal soloist for Salute 2007, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, and guests led by David Bowden this Friday evening at 7:30. You'll be performing outdoors, and you're performing as part of quite an ensemble presentation. There are band pieces, the Star-Spangled Banner, A Pledge, there's Rodgers and Bennett's Victory at Sea. In addition to your own work, there's also a pageant and a flyover, and also the 1812 Overture. Any chance for fireworks, by the way, Friday evening?
Oh, I don't know. I know there will be cannons going off and rockets flying around, but I don't know about fireworks.
Now, Kate, you mentioned that you'd sung in the children's choir with David and also as a soloist, and you're pursuing your vocal work at Kenyon. Tell us a little bit about your own goals. Where would you like to be in a few years when you graduate and move on?
Oh, my. What a question. I honestly don't know. I want to learn as much about my voice at Kenyon as I can and as much about music and music history and theory, and I want to do as much performance as possible, but as far as after school, I really don't know. I would kind of like to go to grad school, but I would also like to travel, but I know that in the end I want to do something in music, but that's the extent of my goals as of now.
Sounds like a beginning and an ending, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've been talking with Kate Hamilton. She'll be the vocal soloist for Salute 2007, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, led by David Bowden, with the Columbus, Indiana Children's Choir, narrator Major General Mark Pilar, a variety evening, outdoors, 7:30 in Columbus this Friday. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.